Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you been able to take a breath yet?
No. No, that's good. No, we're happy. We're excited about that, and that was a great win for our football team.
You always talk about trusting the process, and this is a huge example of being able to trust the process, because the offense wasn't humming on all cylinders the whole ball game, but they had some bright spots, and that's what you mean by trusting the process, isn't it?
No question. No question about it. And, you know, you always take steps in any ball game, and obviously this was a big step that we had to overcome some adversity. We had to overcome a good football team that was playing really, really hard, and win in the last second.
We talked about the run game in the press conference a couple of times and how it wasn't able to get going off that three-man front. How do you, as a coach, how do you, as a staff, how do you improve that and get that going?
Well, we've got to have a better way to attack it. And, you know, and I just, and again, you go from a play sheet all week long of going against a four-man front, and then all of a sudden it changes. And so it you have to make some incredible adjustments. That adjustment for the touchdown to Gary Ruckman was, and we did that at halftime.
The adjustments that your staff is able to make at halftime is so invaluable to what you're able to do offensively and defensively. How are you able to just stay in the moment and be able to make those adjustments to come out in the second half and be able to execute them?
Well, you know, I think that's a great question. And, you know, my answer is this, is that you have so much confidence in your team because they've been in those things in practice. Mm-hmm. And so you don't get rattled, you don't get all hyped up, you just adjust. We knew how they were attacking us on defense, and we knew what we needed to do on offense. And so we just stayed with our knitting, and, you know, felt like that eventually we were going to have a chance to go win the game.
Definitely got to feel great about this victory. It's obviously not how you drew it up, but you got a victory. That's all that matters. Have you identified your money man yet? Have you identified your go-to guy?
Well, obviously it's John L. Reed, and I think Jace has proven that he's the quarterback. I really would like somebody to step up at running back, and we need some more receivers to step up. I'm disappointed in some of them, but we're going to get there.
Do you feel like you need to try to get them to get John L. the ball more? Because he does look like the go-to guy, but he doesn't get as many targets.
Yeah, well, we'll get him some more, and he is the go-to guy. But we got to get some those little fast guys in there too.
Coach, something that's probably going to get overlooked a little bit, but I think it's really important. You know, the offense gets in field goal range. That's what you needed, and you got the field goal to win the ball game. But on that last defensive series, the clock management that you were able to use to be able to have enough time to get that game-winning field goal, how invaluable was that for you today?
Well, it was terribly important that we used the clock and managed the clock well, but the guys that had to do it were those players out on the field.
Yeah.
And they did a great job.
Thanks. That was great.
All right, Coach, enjoy this one. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, we will. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you.